Good afternoon, Daniel.
Thank you very much for your time on the Sideline View. Let's get into a little bit of baseball action. Well, talk about baseball. I'd love to get into some baseball action, but I'm no good at it. But something that a lot of people might be good at, though, Anthony, is becoming an umpire, and you're seeking some umpires.
Absolutely. So we certainly need umpires to have a baseball competition, and we go hand in hand with each other. So with our competition, which is gradually expanding with new teams, new additions, the need for more umpires to spread the load is certainly needed more than ever.
Now, what's involved in becoming an umpire? Obviously, a basic knowledge of the game would be a good starting point, but obviously training provided, that sort of stuff?
Yeah, certainly. When we have a core bunch of umpires that are very experienced and have been around and umpiring for a long time, a couple of those guys are probably in their 70s, one's in his 80s.
Wow.
So they've certainly been active for a long time, and they're in a position now, I guess, to be able to serve more as a bit of a mentor and an educator, I guess, to anyone that's interested in learning more about umpiring from a baseball perspective and also the sport in general. So I guess in terms of what you need to be an umpire within our sport or in our league is, like you said, just an interest, I guess, initially in baseball. Certainly any former players, and there's a lot of them out there that are no longer involved for whatever reason, are encouraged to get in contact with us. And hopefully we can kind of get them and anyone new involved in the game in an umpiring capacity.
All I know about umpiring baseball, Anthony, is ball, strike and throwing your helmet down. That's all I know, because that's all I ever see on the TV.
They're probably the major ones you need to know. So it's look, there's a lot of intricate rules, I guess, at a major league level standard, as far as our competition goes. And look, there's certainly a little bit to learn, but the basics, like you said, they're ball, strikes, outs, and everything else generally just falls in as you do it more. So it's certainly a good way to get involved in a different sport. Our umpires are paid. So it's another great way to get a little bit of money there as well.
Mm-hmm.
They can umpire up to probably two to four games, I guess, on a weekend. So again, anyone that's interested, get in contact with us.
Yeah, through the Facebook page, Bendigo Baseball Association Facebook page. Anthony Amsing is the president for Bendigo Baseball Association. Now, tomorrow there's a junior baseball warm-up event. This sounds like a whole lot of fun for our younger generation.
Look, it certainly is, and I guess we saw it as an opportunity just leading into, I guess, the school holidays and Easter, just to put on an event. It was a 2-week event. Unfortunately, last week's was washed out due to rain, so we're praying for a lot better weather for Sunday, which it looks great at the moment. So it was just a semi-formal way, I guess, of getting kids exposure to our game, involved in a game situation. Without, I guess, having to commit to a full season or uniform cost, equipment, all those things, certainly until kids realise they actually like the sport and they want to continue on with it. So Sunday we're having all our games and all our teams, junior teams located at Strathfield Say, the club court reserve at Strathfield Say. Hopefully it proves to be a really good day and we get some new kids along to give baseball a go.
You've got T-ball, which is always a good thing that I used to do because have it sitting on the top there and you didn't have to worry about how high or how low it was going to pitch at you. That gets underway from 11. You've got the under-12s, under-14s and under-16s. And then what happens with the junior situation from there? They obviously go into the competition proper?
So after Easter we effectively start our junior competition, and I guess the actual date and the makeup of times will be based upon, I suppose, the numbers that we finalise from Sunday's come and try event, and from there it'll be around about a 9-week season plus a final series of about 3 weeks, so it's around about a 12 or so week commitment, I guess, which is probably the right length we feel, given the commitments to other sports and also the time of the year and just trying to work in around everything else that people have on in their lives. So,
find out all the details, of course, at the Bendigo Baseball Association Facebook page. Anthony, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and good luck for tomorrow.
Excellent. No worries. Thanks for having me on, Daniel.